Welcome to a brand new year. DST Universe, our family and friends, the people who inspire and motivate us. I sit here before you today to say, let's not just call it a happy new year, let's make it one. Let's make it one for 365 days. Now, I've given you a few days head start, or maybe just to relax a little bit or pick up speed, but today, we embark upon a journey, an adventure. Today, we begin a brand new chapter in your lives, your career, your practice. And you know what? In 20 years, I can honestly say I have never been more excited, not just hopeful, but confident, okay, about the year ahead. About the opportunity before us, and about what together as a unified force for good we can do to impact the health and well-being of more people in deeper and more valuable and meaningful ways than ever before. So today I bring you a message of inspiration, of motivation, most of all, of mindset, which I'm going to get back to in just a moment. But I want to start by saying, this is yours. This is your gift. Really, whether you call it God or universe or whatever you want to call it, but it's a gift you give to yourself to begin fresh, anew, invigorated, and most of all, committed to making the next set of 12 months transformative, not just in the lives of others, because to do that, you first have to do it in the lives of all of you. So I want to start today with my mission, my theme, what we do every single year, and how I begin in January with a call to action. And really, a challenge to you, our great and powerful and wonderful, nobody better, DST Universe. So, thank you so much. It's always with extreme gratitude I sit before you. It's with extreme gratitude I wake up every day, and my team and myself to serve you, to be a rising tide for the goodness and the greatness that you already provide, that you already have inside of you. But this year, we're going to take it to a new level. So let me just say to you, your decision you will make in this very moment is whether it will be a brand new, beautiful year, or if it will just be another one. Will it be new or just another? That is your first decision, your first objective here today. And so I will tell you that to make this year the best, who doesn't start out by saying, let's make it the best? But you know what? To make it the best, I say, let's make it the greatest. And it's a simple concept. You can do that if and only if you make fewer exceptions, you accept nothing less. Okay, from yourself, from your goals, from your attitude, from what is inside of you. It can be the best and greatest year only if you choose to be the best and greatest version of yourself, team in the practice, patient leader and guide, human being on this great earth. It's your choice. So I got ways for you to do that. You thought I would. Number one, I want you to embrace today three key elements of what I will call your super beliefs and desires, your superpowers and abilities, your super focus and execution. It is with these three things, if you super charge all three of them, you are going to find that you will be a force for good like never before. Super beliefs and desires, going to work on your mindset, going to work on your convictions, going to work on what you believe is possible. because you will be a self-fulfilling prophecy either way. And then I want you to light on fire your desires for your goals, your health, your family, your income, for your team, your culture, your environment. Next, let's embrace fully your superpowers of influence, of confidence, of leadership, and also your super abilities of what you do in this team. To make it all possible, it takes all of you integrated. We can afford no weak links. We can have zero compromise on excellence. Okay, it's very important, you understand. The next piece of the puzzle that I want you to do is I want you to have super, and I should say laser focus. Focus, focus, focus. Where your focus goes, so goes everything else. And I will tell you this, super execution. If you just take your team and you rate these six items on a daily basis, you bring them back to center. Okay? You set a higher standard and you strive not to be close to 10 on your way to 10, but beyond a level 10. My friends, you will have the most exciting, the most fulfilling, the most rewarding, the most fun year of your life. So I have a very simple concept here. I call it for the be a force for good. But you can only do that in so much as you're willing to make an all-in commitment. I have four key elements of my life I want to share with you today. In 2025, you know, we all have power words or themes or phrases. You know, basically they shouldn't change year to year if you got it dialed in. But in order to make 2025 the most amazing thing you've ever seen, hey, I want you to do this. I want you to be bigger, think bigger, and be bigger. Be a bigger person, set bigger goals, be bigger in your movements and everything you do. I want you to be bolder, bolder in your actions, bolder in your beliefs, bolder in your confidence. I want you to be more definitive in your communication, in your response, in your positivity, more definitive. And then finally, I want you to be more decisive. Okay? Losers live in limbo. Winners decide. You have to be and develop your muscle memory, your reflexes, and your confidence to be decisive. Because people follow those who are more decisive. So that's what I got. I want your goals bigger, bolder, more definitive, and decisive. And every direction you make must be moving you closer towards your greater ambitions and aspirations. Will it be a new year for you? Or will it be just another year in your life? What will it be? So I have here some quotes I'm going to read to you very quickly. The first one is this: don't live down to expectations. Go out there and do something remarkable. You are bound together. Will you choose to live down to minimums? To daily goals, to statistics? Will you live down to expectations, or will you go out and do something remarkable based on potential and possibilities, based on state of ideal, based on all the things? So here we go. I want to start first by saying the key to all of this is in this very special saying that I want to tell you for the first time ever. I really don't want it to be the best year compared to all the others. Not that big a deal. I want it to be the best year compared to your imagination, compared to your deepest desires, your greatest aspirations, the goals that you believe are what you're capable of. So this quote says, you do not merely want to be considered just the best of the best. You want to be considered the only one who does what you do. That's a worthy objective. So, with that said, I got three ways to get her done. Three ways. And the very first thing you are going to focus on in your life in this year will always be your mindset. Okay? We are going to master the mindset. And we're going to master the mindset by this. Number one, we are going to raise expectations. Number two, we are going to make fewer and ideally not many at all, almost zero exceptions. And number three, we are going to commit to a standard of excellence by our own capabilities and potential. Your mindset is going to be your mission of mastery this year. And it is going to impact your well-being physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physiologically, all the ways, all the lees, okay? You're going to do it. And in your practice, you will find we are also going to be staunch advocates of zero tolerance against anything that gets in the way of this. The second thing is we're going to play with better math. And I'm about to tell you the punchline at the end. We're going to play with better math because we're going to start bigger. We're going to be bolder. We're going to be more definitive and decisive. And we are going to be more clear on who we are and what we're here to do. You are going to commit to taking our philosophy and principles of leaders and guides, not order takers, not less than thinkers, not minimalists in opportunity and goals, but maximus of the greater good and influence and impact that you can have on other people. And we're going to play with better math. I don't want bigger days. I want double days. I don't want best months. I want every month to be not at the goal, but at the potential. Because somewhere between your little goals and your ultimate potential is a beautiful place that will challenge your preconceived ideas, that will throw you so far out of your comfort zone, you won't even know it's happening. And you will find a sweet spot of victory. And it's all going to come by you being more passionate about the mission and taking the role of leader and guide in a patient's life to facilitate what's best for them that will in turn facilitate what's best for you. So I want you to think in strategic, complete math, complete math. I want you to make sure that every team member can reverse engineer the success of the practice on a piece of paper, on a whiteboard, in the schedule, with the operatories, with the providers, with the treatment planning. Every single person must be able to reverse engineer the objectives. And I want you to go all in on 100% of the pillars. If you go all in on 100% of the pillars, you create a closed loop. You create our creation, our acceptance, our mastering money flow and multiplying results, not dependent on production. And our schedule control loops back around to a continuum that builds the value of your schedule, the value of your day, the value of your patients. And therefore, the value of your practice. You have to go all in. The number one thing to do to play with better math is to stop sabotaging yourselves. Stop watering it down on the phone. Stop chopping it down into pieces. Stop letting patients leave without decisions. Stop playing less than and stay focused on playing greater than. The simple principle of life, the law of life. If we start with more, we end with more. We have to think more abundant from the very beginning with math. And then, of course, my favorite one of all is this year is going to be about nonstop, never ending momentum. Momentum. And that means we're going to stay in motion. Momentum means stay in motion. No start and stop, herky jerky. We're going to maintain momentum, and we're going to build it by having the continuum of health, relationships, conversations, by making sure we're compounding on itself. If you had 100% of your goal this week and you're diagnosing a surplus, well, there should be more than 100% next week. We have to start stacking opportunity. Stack opportunity. And finally, momentum of communication, making your best friend, your morning huddle, and your warm, cozy comfort zone blanket your end of day. In between there, it's going to be chaos from time to time. In between there, it's going to be messy. In between there, it won't always go perfect. But the beginning and the end, you have absolute total control over. And if you can do this, you'll never lose momentum. This year, we're going to master the mindset. This year, we're going to multiply the math. This year, we're going to create never-ending momentum for all of you. And we're going to do that in many cool ways. One way we're going to do it, you have to do it daily. You got to commit to doing it daily. We have the most robust success system ever created, not in dentistry, ever created. There's absolutely nothing that provides the personal development and the practice success support in a systematic way than what we do. We're literally with you moment by moment. It is your responsibility to take a hold of it and to execute. Okay? And in doing that, we are going to go to the next level. Right? In our practice focuses, in our monthly podcasts, and all the things, the team engagement and the trainings that we do, we have all new updated videos and learning portals. You're going to see many cool things. Kevin is going to be championing a leadership training for a whole DST universe, live engagement on a monthly basis. We are going to grow all of you in more deliberate, purposeful, intentional ways than ever before. You are so smart to be here, and you love yourself because you're investing in yourself. Your doctors value you because they're putting value into you. Okay? It's going to be an amazing thing, but you've got to do the work. As a matter of fact, I have another quote. It says, "The purpose of life is not to be happy." What a basic fundamental concept. The purpose of life is to matter, to be productive, to be useful, to have it make some difference that you have lived it all, to have it make some difference that a patient walked in one way and walked out another. The purpose of life is to matter. To be productive and useful, and to make a difference. What difference will you make this year in yourself, in your team, your family? What difference will all of you make in your patients? I want to just tell you have so many great differences you can make on people. And I define those differences by the business that you're in. The real business that you're in is not the business of dentistry. It's not the business of insurance. It's not the business of patient visits. It's not the business of money. Okay? The real business you're in, okay, of course, we know is optimal health. We know it's quality of life enhancements. We know that it's longevity and peace of mind. We know that we're playing not with problems, but with prevention, not with prevention only, but with possibilities. We know, and we need to be clear about the business we're in. How we go about it, the modality might be through whatever you do, whatever type of practice you have, whatever modality of care, whatever procedures or people or providers you have. But really, you do it through people. You do it through human engagement. And you do it because, and you do it for the business you're really in, which is this. And you can't put a price on that. We need to be a greater advocate of ourselves, an ambassador of what we do, so that we can then be a champion for the patients. It's very important. They can't come to their own conclusions. They're not meant to. It's our responsibility to make it happen. And I have something here I want to read to you real quick. It's very simple. It says, when I win and when I lose, I take ownership of it because I really am in charge of what I do. What are you in charge of in your life, in your practice with your patients? In this room right here, what are each of you in charge of? And can you say, when I win and when I lose, I take ownership of it? That's what champions do. That's what winners do. Losers are busy looking for excuses, looking for ways to maybe not lose so badly. Winners are going all in, leaving it all on the field, and they are making no excuses or exceptions. They're hungry only for results and then to play it again. Results and play it again. So today, as you start this year, be so clear. Be so hungry. Be so in charge of what you can take ownership over. And then together as a team, we bring it together. It's a rising tide. If everybody grows by 20%, look what that does to the practice. You see, it's not about the numbers. It's not even about the goals. It's about what those mean. What do they represent? I will tell you this. If you focus on going all in on impact and opportunity, you will blow the doors off creation like you can't even imagine. If, on the other hand, you're only focused down here in the weeds on the numbers, the statistics, the procedures, you're going to miss it all. You're going to miss all the meaning and all the magic of what really being aspirational is all about. Now, I want to finish with two quick things. Okay, two quick things. So the first thing I want to say is we have a lot of people. You're listening to this. The best of the best are dialed in. We know that. But there's some out there in the DST universe. You know, maybe you've fallen off the wagon. Maybe you've gotten weak in the knees. Maybe you've had a few years sabbatical. Maybe you lost your focus or even your hunger, your fire. It happens to everybody. Listen, it's an 80-20 rule for us too. You got 20% on fire no matter what. You got 20% at the bottom. You know, maybe they didn't belong in the first place. But if you're somewhere stuck in the middle and you're trying to decide whether you're going to go to the bottom or you're going to go to the top, let me tell you this. Let this be the year of your comeback. Come back to your greatness. Come back to your core principles. Come back to your hopes and dreams. Come back right here to dental success. I invite you to join, to rejoin, to invigorate, to reinvigorate, to focus, to refocus. I don't care. I just invite you to turn the page, okay? To look out ahead at the wide open windshield and understand that this year is your year of the greatest opportunity you've ever experienced. And boy, we are a universe of winners. And if you want to be right here with us, I can promise you two things. Oh, it's going to be so exciting and so much fun, and you're going to win like never before. But you got to step up. You got to commit to your desires. You got to state your objectives. You got to define success, and you must Go all in. Mindset, math, momentum. That's what we're going to do. With your super powers, abilities, focus, execution, and all the beliefs that are necessary to have your biggest, boldest, most definitive and decisive year of greatness. Now, let me tell you the good news. I saved it for the end. The good news is that right now in our world today, I'm not just making all this up. It happens to be, you might have heard a little bit about the golden age, but I want to tell you about this. The golden age of health has already arrived. It's popping up all around us. It is everywhere. There's an IV clinic on every corner. There's subscription and membership, websites and stores more than ever before, longevity, full body scans, concierge medicine, everything, everything is no longer about problems in the past. It's all about life, longevity. It's all about optimal health of the future. So the only way you don't have the greatest year of your life is if you're in the way of what everybody else already wants. If you try to practice the same, treat your patients the same, if you try to replicate the past, you are going to be left behind and disappointed so badly. But if you step up and take advantage of this opportunity, the greatest there's ever been, if you take advantage of this literal health movement, proactive, preventative, okay, possibility-based, we've been preaching it for years. It is here in all consumers all across the country. Everybody wants greater than and best of. Not less than and least of. The only thing that stands between that and this is whether you will stay the same and have just another year of less than and least of, or whether you will rise up to this new movement, this new year, this golden age of opportunity. And you will choose to be greater than and best of yourself, with your team, and for your patients, beginning with you. 2025, it will be the year that makes all the difference. Because you will be that difference. We will be that difference for you. And the result will be transformation. This is my challenge to you. I'll leave you with this quote. It's very simple. Words can inspire, and I hope they have. Thoughts can provoke, and I've given you some. But only actions truly bring you closer to your dreams. I want you fueled up. I want you on fire. But most of all, I want you to follow through and make this year count. Let's do it, my friends. Happy 2025. Useful, productive, matter, and make a difference. And that's what the DST universe does. And we're going to do it better, bigger, bolder, more definitive, and more decisive than ever before. Thank you.